Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, LaMotte applying the tag. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Davis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis can't make a play. That's a base hit. McManus scores. Rice moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Sloppy Thurston now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Falk reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Hooper, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Falk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamotte hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball four. Com moves to second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Bush moves to second. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamotte hits a line drive towards center. Ma still catches it and throws to home to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Collins. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hooper scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurston hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ma still hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kraus hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice is hit by the pitch. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus scores. Rice moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrave bunts for a single. Rice moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Robertson scores. Hargrave moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. Bush moves to second. It's 8-6, Browns. Jake Fries now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 4 in the game. Lamott bunts towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamott for the out. Bush moves to third. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris pinch hits for Jake Fries. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moss still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.